Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Welcome, welcome to Trending with Tim Ray. If you'd like to support Relevant Radio, please do show your support for Trending with Tim Ray. Easiest way to do that is relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call 1-877-291-0123. But enough of that for a minute here. It is our weekly happy hour on Trending. And perhaps you are following the Olympics this week. A lot of controversy surrounding the Olympics and the atrocities occurring in China. We'll talk about that as the week goes on. But here's something I was thinking about. In light of our happy hour, we have to remember, and this is really, really important. There's so much that we admire about our Olympians, but we have to remember that achievement and exercise is not just for Olympians. We all need to achieve things and we all need to exercise in order to be happy. So we're going to discuss this later today during the show, but joining me now for our happy hour, we're going to discuss happiness, how it's more than what the world offers, and why joy is hard and how to find it. These are very important things, I think, for us to understand. Joining me is Father Nathan Cromley. He's the founder and president of Eagle Eye Ministries. You can find them at eagleeyeministries.org, as well as the St. John Leadership Institute. And I think that as I ponder this, happiness is more than what the world offers. I think about so often how we focus on a degree is going to make us happy, a raise is going to make us happy, our income level, buying a new car that we've been desiring. You know, these five quick tips that we read in a book or read in some article or from some influencer online about how our whole life will be better. Maybe you've read The 12 Rules of Life by Jordan Peterson. And these things really do help. But then what? This is where we realize, where the rubber meets the road, that we're actually made for more. When after we achieve those very things we've gone about working toward for so long, that we're desiring much more. So to join me to discuss this now is Father Nathan Cromley. Father Nathan, what are we missing and why is it that we're never satisfied when we receive or achieve that thing that will make us happy?
Well, you know, Timmy, with my in my work with young people and families, I've had the blessing of meeting people in all kinds of circumstances. I've met very wealthy people, I've met very poor people. And I can say happiness has one coefficient that we all need to learn to master. Happiness comes from love, L-O-V-E. It was a lesson Mother Teresa put point blank. She said, where there is love, there is joy. And what we miss out on is when we try to replace love with anything else, because you can't, but we try to. And then people try to sell us things to make us believe it somehow in this experience, you know, traveling around the world or in this possession, you know, a new car or whatever it might be, we can somehow fill our hearts. But happiness really comes from that relationship. And that's what's neat. It's within everybody's reach. Everybody out there can do that because all of us have the opportunity to love looking right at us in our neighbors around us.
This is a really important reminder because I mentioned all of those things or achievements, and we're going to talk about achievement later on during the show, how this isn't just for Olympians, it's necessary for our happiness, but we can't just think that that's when we're going to feel complete and fulfilled. You know, so many things people do in life, but at the end of the day, what you're talking about is that love is at the heart. This self-gift is what's going to help us feel this sense of fulfillment beyond this desire that is just self-seeking.
But you know, what's hard is that a lot of our audience, you know, somewhere in their upper 20s, mid 30s, can be really frustrated hearing this because they'll say, I know that, and that's there's nothing I want more than that, but I can't find it. And I just want to say a word to all of them because I hate being one of those voices that, you know, just keeps saying the kind of the party line and overlooking the real challenges that exist. A lot of people want to love, but they can't find it. And well, here's a message for you. Number one, Christ and God is real. And us loving our God and entering into a real gift of ourselves to Jesus Christ is real and it can take possession of our energies on the inside and direct everything that we need in our life. Secondly, I would say that, yes, sometimes we've been given the cross of not having that friendship that we really pine and long for that would give us the happiness we need. But I think if we look at the paths of many of the saints who've been in the same boat as us, the answer comes by reaching outside of ourselves and looking for an opportunity to give, even if we don't get back. And sometimes the greatest gifts that we have, we are given to us by people that we never thought could give to us. So by giving freely, like Jesus, we end up finding that love that comes from him that the world could never give anyway.
The saints, the early church, really do inspire me, Father Nathan, when I think about the radical gift of their lives, the radical gift of sacrificial love. And we see in the history of the church that it's the church who started the schools, it's the church who started the hospitals, but it's not the church, it's the individual people who make up the church. And so this is what has led so many people to so joyfully not only be willing to give away everything to found new glorious things that help with people's health, that help with people's education, but that they're willing, even when the time comes, especially in the early church, to lay down their lives after everything they did in building up the early Christian community. I think that this is a very profound reminder of the impact of Christ's love in our lives, that he first loved us, that he inspires us to make that ultimate sacrifice that he himself made.
Well, I hope, and I certainly hope that those listening, there are, amongst those listening, there are those who are sitting there saying, goodness, what could we do? Instead of who can fill my heart, we can turn that around and say, whose heart can I fill? And, you know, gosh, Timmy, when we start doing that, we become agents of hope and we turn the negative cycle of our own thoughts around into something that's life-giving. The fact is, I was made to give and made to serve others. And we'd love to do that in a way that's gratifying for ourselves, but people are waiting for us. And I think that that's the genius of the saints that you spoke of there. I do want to just add another thought to it, though, and that's that even if it's not a matter of a real dramatic self-gift, and I certainly hope there are those out there that can do that and become sisters or priests or all that, but even if it's in a real profound way, looking for those who are very near to me, I want to just point out the mentally ill in our families, the depressed, the elderly in the nursing homes around us, folks who have just suffered through a miscarriage, people who have just lost a loved one, getting involved in your parish to serve those needs, it's more than service. It can become a relationship. And in that relationship, there is a joy that you can't buy, you can't make commercials for, and that is better than anything that's out there in the world. It's the joy that comes from Jesus and from loving him on the cross.
That's Father Nathan Cromley here on Trending with Timmery. Something you just said, Father Nathan, really resonated. You said, whose heart could I fill? Rather than looking at how other people can satisfy us, I think about myself. I'm so demanding. I'm always asking something of someone. I even think about it in the context of marriage. You know, it's easy to just look at your spouse and say, well, can you do this for me? Can you do that? And think of them. Yes, they're, you know, we're helpmates of one another. But to just think of the spouse as someone else who can help get everything done day to day. But instead, we're called to that radical self-gift of what you said, whose heart could I fill? Rather than trying to fill myself up with getting my checklist done or getting what I want in life, whose heart could I fill? That's so profound.
And it's hard to do because we have to overcome the fact that we are, because of original sin, turned inward on ourselves. And I get it, though. There's a legitimate amount of that. There's something that's very human about, or natural, at least, in our natural state. But Christ offers us, by that, by our conversion, a deeper joy than we could ever have. No one in the end can fill your heart. Only God can. The only thing, the reason why God leaves a hole in our heart isn't so that then he comes or someone else can come into it to fill it. He leaves a hole in our heart so that we go out of it and like him, pour forth what his spirit into the world. And it's that shift from saying, I need to be filled to be happy, to I need to fill others to be happy, that you can find a pathway that really is marked by Christian wisdom.
Very profound question coming in. How is it that we can give love when we feel very empty? We're going to take this and more when we come back with Father Nathan Cromley. We're also going to discuss why joy is so hard. And I think that relates to it. How can we give love when we feel empty? This is your weekly happy hour. We're going to discuss why joy is so hard, what joy is, and how to find it. Also, you may be watching the Olympics. The Olympics, achieving, exercise, those are not things just for Olympians. Those are things all of us need to be happy day to day. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive, and a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener supported. So we're unable to deliver our programming without your financial support. Today only for a gift of $20 a month. Our special thank you gift is a beautiful perpetual calendar called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary by author Agnes Kovacs. What a wonderful companion piece to our Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary promotion this year. The calendar offers daily spiritual encouragement, including scripture and reflections from the saints, all focused on our Blessed Mother. Each day, you'll find writings to cultivate your love for Mary and to help you grow spiritually. This spiritual calendar is available today only for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so give online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio, joining Timory on Trending. This is we do this four times a year. It's our pledge drive. This one is called Give from the Heart, a little Valentine's theme for you, and love certainly makes us happy, and you know what else makes us happy? The Monday Happy Hour on Trending. Lots of solid advice here. I'm enjoying listening to the program right now. Father Nathan, I love that quote that he just gave, I need to fill others to be happy. Oh, that's so good. Well, one of the ways that you can do that, you can fill a lot of other people listening all over the world by helping us with our pledge drive. And you can keep Timory on the air and all of our other great programming here on Relevant Radio. And you can do that in so many different ways, Timory.
Oh, you can give so easily right now, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You know, I love just going online and seeing those gifts we have to give to you as gift of gratitude for what you've given to us. So please, for each level of giving, we have things to give to you, especially today. I love Our Lady in this year as we're focusing on Our Lady and her mysteries on Relevant Radio. You actually can receive, for giving just $20 a day, a flip calendar that you can use year after year with inspiring, action-packed, powerful quotes from the saints about Our Lady to help give some inspiration, some more joy to your day.
Absolutely, and you can get that if you come in at a $20 a month giving level. First of all, a couple good pieces of news for you. Number one, that gift will be matched 100%. It's a matching hour right now on Trending. Any gift is matched 100%, no matter how big, no matter how small. And if you come in at least $20 a month, this hour, we're going to send you this beautiful, beautiful gift that Timory mentioned. And it really is a perpetual calendar called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary. And you can get that by calling 877-291-0123, or if you want to bypass all of that, maybe you're a little shy, you don't like talking to people, you can go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. It's easy, just one click away, and we can help you there.
We have 45 minutes left in the hour, and we need 45 more people to step up. We're looking to achieve 60 people, 60 donations this hour. Maybe you can give $5,000. Please, if you can, we would so appreciate it. Maybe you can give $20. Hey, I've been there. Sometimes we're all there.
Mm-hmm.
Relevant Radio app, but we need 45 more people to step up. Ooh, here we are. We've got 10 people already.
Fantastic. So once again, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, 877-291-0123. Give from the heart here with Relevant Radio.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Happy hour on Trending. Maybe you're following the Olympics, but as I admire our athletes, I want to remind us that achievement, exercise, all of those things that we really look up to in our athletes that sometimes we desire that we too had, all of those things we too can have in different ways. So we're going to talk about how achievement and exercise are so important for our happiness. And joining me now is Father Nathan Cromley. And Father Nathan, we have a question coming in. We were discussing how the world does not make us happy, that we need more than that. We may work toward degrees or new cars or a certain salary level. And Patricia from Reno has a question about this. Patricia, what's your question for us today?
Yes. Hi, Tamari. Thank you for taking my call. My question is about sometimes when I'm trying to be filled with Christ in my heart and then I'm trying to give it, I guess I had two questions. One was that sometimes I feel empty and I don't have anything to give other people, I feel. Mm. And the other question is sometimes when I try to fill myself with Christ and I'm trying to connect with the other person, then I lose Christ, or I mean, I know I can't ever really lose quite Christ, but I forget. And I get caught in the world because maybe they're in the worldliness. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's very hard for me to bring the two together.
Yeah, the Father Nathan Cromley from Eagle Eye Ministries is with us. Father Nathan, this is a great question. You know, to just summarize, you know, sometimes you feel like you can't give because you feel empty, but then you start to give and you feel like you're losing your faith, you're losing yourself because maybe you're too connected with the world in the midst of that giving. What do you do?
Gosh, it's a wonderful question, Timmy, and one that a lot of people struggle with. So I'm really glad Patricia asked it. You know, I always point to this. Love is very simple in the end. We can make things complicated by looking at how we love and making that kind of be the measure of what's happening. But if we really look at love as how can I help the other person, serve the other person in a way that's proper to the relationship, then there are some natural boundaries, right? Like, I'm not there to replace the person in themselves. They have to supply for themselves. And that keeps me from going too far or doing too much for them. And if they're in the world, well, I can still love them by serving them. But where is there the need? Let me help with that need in a way that's appropriate. And then it's not so much a question of, am I giving Jesus in a way that I can understand or control? I'm being Jesus. So, because it's hard to give Jesus. That's really up to him to do through us. We're just like little donkey he's riding on. But what we can do is we can try to let Jesus give himself by serving in the way that God has put in front of us. I think just for everyone out there, love is a simple thing. We look to make those whom we care about make their lives better, and that's where joy is found.
And it reminds me, because it's so easy. I mean, people, I'm an introvert, and so being around people at a certain point can be a drain, especially when you're giving of yourself, you're helping do things. And so you need to be filled back up, and first and foremost, you need to be filled back up with Christ. You need to go to Mass. You need that prayer time. You need to sit before our Lord in adoration. These things are so important so that you can give him to others, because you have him. You haven't lost him. You've kept your eyes on the prize, and I think that's so important. Father Nathan, let's talk about why joy is so hard and how to find it. But first, if you could give us, I love to do this here on Trending, because everyone helps us to better understand it. It's the question of all questions, because we're not just working toward happiness, but ultimately joy. Can you define how joy is different from happiness?
Sure, absolutely. Now, of course, this is not a rigorous academic exercise here, but real practically for everybody, if you think of happiness as being your human fulfillment, right? Then that's a very good thing. Like what you're saying, Timmy, it's very important to exercise, to achieve things, to be kind of Olympians, you know, at a human level. Joy is a gift that comes even when our humanity might lose some of its natural luster, but where it can gain a supernatural sheen. I'm thinking, for example, of our Lord on the cross. St. Thomas Aquinas says, did Jesus have joy on the cross? And he says, well, not in a sensible way, no. But at the same time, joy and sorrow coexisted on the cross. Now, that's a properly Christian understanding. You can't say that about human suffering just in itself. But you can say it because what he knew was happening was that he was glorifying the Father, and he knew that he was one with the Father, even if, you know, because of his divine knowledge. So there's just a real mystery there anyway to reveal that even in the depths of the cross, where there is God, there is a completion that is even greater than what we can have in the world. And that's the secret of joy.
And that's what we have to continue to hold on to. So why is that so hard to distinguish? And then why is joy so hard to find?
You know, I think in the end, Marie, it's because we're so, we can tend to be so self-absorbed. I'm thinking of a phrase by Catherine de Hooch Doherty, who said one time that she made a prayer to Jesus that just for 24 hours, just for 24 hours, she'd be given the grace to not think of herself one time. Now, I don't think she actually got the grace, but she was just expressing that that was her desire. And when we can have, anytime we can find a true gift of ourselves by enjoying and rejoicing in another person's advancement, we start to taste a glimmer of that joy that we're called to. The joy that Mary lived constantly because of her Immaculate Conception, she was able just to watch the growth of Christ, be completely absorbed in him and lost in him. And the joy that he had as well, it's given to us when we also lose sense of how we constantly are at the center of the universe and enable ourselves to serve in truth.
So then, kind of shifting gears here, because I think what you're talking about is almost a settling, where we become so comfortable with the status quo and what we think will make us happy. So then how do we get ourselves to step out of that rut that maybe we don't realize is a rut and actually find joy?
I'm going to give you a little, I'm going to speak to that here. I think this is an interesting thing. It's a little bit controversial, Timory, but since we're in the happy hour, hopefully we can do
bring
this.
It. We like controversy here.
Yeah. A lot of times you hear this phrase that I am third. That's kind of a famous thing. It goes, God, others, me. I actually want to inverse that for a second because I don't think it's really necessarily true. I like to put it this way. God, then me for others. And what I'm saying about that is we can place such an emphasis. I'm thinking of a lot of the young moms that I deal with and that I know and care about. And how if you say I am third, you will simply never get to you. You'll be God,
yeah,
fine, and then kids, mm-hmm. husbands, kids, husband, kids, husband. And by the end of the day, you're just there's nothing left right. for you. Mm-hmm. And that's not, I think, what Jesus wants for us. I think it's actually Jesus wants us to God first and then caring for ourselves in such a way that we are able to be a gift for others simultaneously. Puts it in the right order. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so I would point out to folks that sometimes the real joy in learning how to love also flows from you loving yourself enough to know who you are, to do what you said about the Olympians here a little bit, that self-challenge and that pushing, exercise, self-care, hobbies, all of that becomes a beautiful way of finding joy when we put it at the service of others.
That's Father Nathan Cromley during our weekly happy hour every Monday. You can find him at eagleeyeministries.org. You can also find his program, the St. John Leadership Institute. I highly recommend his programs. They've been life-changing for me. Great formation for young people, for leaders, innovators. So please, eagleeyeministries.org. You can check that out. Father Nathan Cromley, thank you so much. We'll be right back during our weekly happy hour talking about achieving and exercise making us happy.
Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained Show with Timory on trending for this whole hour. And so happy to be hanging out with Timory. We don't get to do this often enough. I look forward to pledge drives, Timory, because we actually get to talk to one another. We're so busy with our shows and everything that's going on with our lives. And I just love what Father Nathan said there, that it's kind of like, I don't know if he used this expression at any point. I had to duck out for a minute, but it's kind of like you have to put, when you're on a plane, you have to put on your own oxygen mask first before you can help somebody else, right? You might pass out. And so this idea of caring for yourself, loving yourself, this is part of what God wants us to do. I really enjoyed that. That was good stuff. And if you like what you're hearing on Trending with Timory, you can help us in our mission to reach the world for Christ through the media here on Relevant Radio. We do this pledge drive campaign 4 times a year. This is our winter pledge drive. It's called Give from the Heart, kind of the Valentine's Day theme. And if your heart is pounding saying, I've got to give right now, I want you to jump and call 877.
Cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like a little wine with that cheese? Yeah, absolutely. 877-291. Hey, I have a marketing degree, right? So 877-291-0123. Or even easier, go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Now that we know that Kale Clark is a total sap for Valentine's Day, I just. Gentlemen, please. Gentlemen's Hour coming up Wednesday. But you've got to be good at loving and celebrating Valentine's Day. It is important. But please support us here at Relevant Radio, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. We have gifts and gratitude for you. Really cool gifts. Hey, you don't always get to receive something when you make a donation, but here at Relevant Radio, you do. So please check out these incredible gifts that we have for you. Yeah. Faith-filled, faith-inspiring, that we need throughout our home. I mean, I'm looking at an image that a family member gave me of Our Lady holding baby Jesus. And that icon is so powerful for me throughout the day. And so I want you to have things like that in your home too. And you receive it by giving to us here at Relevant Radio. Any gift, whatever you can give. Maybe you can give $20,000 today. Maybe you can give $200. Maybe just $5. Please support us now, because this happy hour, Kale, is one of our most downloaded weekly shows, and people are seeking happiness, and they're recognizing what I'm seeking is more than what the world offers, and this is what we offer here on Trending.
Absolutely. Once again, 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com, other ways to give. And we'll give you something called My Spirit Rejoices. It's a perpetual Marian calendar, lots of encouragement for your day. Wow. Timmy, I don't think we should be allowed to have this much fun during the pledge drive, but call right now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Give from the heart, everybody.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back to Trending with Timmy. It's our weekly happy hour, and I'm so grateful that you're with us. I want to dive into the topic of the Olympics for a minute, but not just talking about the news of the Olympics, but how there's so much we admire about our Olympians, but we too desire so much of what they have. Now, we're not going to go to the Olympics, but what we do need in our lives are achievement and exercise to help keep us healthy and happy. And so I'm going to discuss why these are important, not just for Olympians, but also I forgot to pray at the beginning of the hour, our memoir, praying for an end to abortion and for a successful pledge drive. So I'd like to ask you to please join me in praying the memoir together. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Holy Mother, the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so I've been following a little bit of the Olympics, and I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding the Olympics this year, justifiably so, and if you're boycotting them, I understand, I respect that, and I think that's a good thing. Unfortunately, I have not gotten to see any of the Olympics yet. I haven't quite decided how I'm going to handle that, because you know there's a lot concerning, which we'll talk about later on in the week. But what I want to talk about now is how achieving great things isn't just for Olympians, and how this is actually really important for our daily happiness. You see, some of the things we love about the Olympics, at least me, because I am totally Olympics junkie usually, I need to like start scheduling time in to watch them. That's my problem. So some of what I enjoy is the hard work from the individual Olympians, their absolute dedication, their success. And I'm not just talking about if they win a medal or place, but I'm talking about the success of how hard they've worked to achieve even making it to the Olympics. And don't get me wrong, if you don't know this, I'm competitive. I love a good competition too. So, okay, talking about all of this though, I think for me, it's so important to recognize the reality that when we talk about achievement, this is meant for all of us. And I was reminded of this today when I was looking at how the U.S. skiers did yesterday on the Slalom run. I think that it's really interesting to see how so many of them really struggled with this run. The slalom run is very competitive, lots of twists and turns in a very short period of time. And you may have heard that some of our United States Olympians didn't even finish the race. Multiple skiers crashed. Again, some didn't finish at all. Michaela Schifrin didn't finish. Again, this was the women's giant slalom run. And what's interesting is a really sad crash occurred, and it sounds like she'll be okay and recover, but the United States Olympian Nina O'Brien had a massive crash right as she was going across the finish line. Now, here the medical team is. They're caring for her, and one of the medics ended up commenting, Nina O'Brien wasn't concerned with her injury. She was concerned about two things. One was she didn't want to delay the race that was continuing to go on. But the other thing was, and this is what I found fascinating, she wanted to know how fast she was going. Like, here this woman was, she crashes at the end of the race, and she just wanted to know, how fast was I going? Okay, little, Tim Ray insight moment. I totally probably would have asked the same question. No, it doesn't matter. How fast was I going? You see, this was a reminder of how important achievement is in our lives. That even in the face of knowing, okay, I didn't win, I didn't do the best in this moment, I outright crashed. And not only did I crash, but I crashed in front of the whole world that is watching and will be talking about it in countless news articles. It was the first thing that came up when I was looking up the Olympics. But that's how important achievement was. She wanted to know, okay, yeah, I crashed. Yes, I'm hurt. Yes, I have a full medical team here stopping everything for 10 minutes taking care of me. But I want to know how fast I was going. You see, sometimes we don't do something because we expect ourselves to fail. We think we're going to run out of time. We won't finish something. This is where I think this importance of achievement, I was reminded how this isn't just for Olympians. She was okay with the fact that she didn't make it all the way through. She just wanted to know, how fast did I make it? You see, sometimes the achievement isn't just winning the race or accomplishing that thing we set out to do. It can be the process. It can be the baby steps in getting there. It can be even the achievement in the midst of our failure, such as this Olympian from the United States ski team, Nina O'Brien, just wanting to know, okay, how fast did I make it? You see, that actually makes us the most proud of ourselves, and we're able to see whether we finish the task or not, those achievements along the way, when we can actually be proud of ourselves, take pride in what we've done. And this is where, again, we see Nina O'Brien, she crashed. She sees it, in that moment she lost. Or she could look at it and say, I competed and I flew. And I knew how fast I went because that's what she wanted to know. I even think, I'm a total daredevil growing up. I was a total tomboy. And I grew up with our house backing up to the National Forest. And I grew up in the mountains. And we had these massive, massive mountains and hills behind us. And we would go and on these super awesome, I swear, it could be like ultimate sledding sleds, lightweight. They just flew. We'd pile on the sleds and we would race, or we'd just go flying down these hills. And some of the hills, we had a really good one that was, oh gosh, at least, 1,000 or more feet long, and you'd go down it. But then there's this one day I went, well, here's this really, really steep area and I want to go down this, but there's going to be a lot of tree bobbing. And I didn't quite calculate how fast I was going to be going downhill given how steep it was. I was kind of averaging it based on our normal hill, and I thought, I can bob these trees. Oh man, I'm lucky to be alive. I'm so lucky to be alive, because I went head first crashing into a tree. I think I had my baby sister on my back, 3 or 4, and I go rolling off the sled just in time to duck her off of the sled. And we did some ultimate sledding. And I think of this, and I think about how sometimes we have to set our minds to things that are even risky. But how even going, okay, I'm going to sled down this hill that is incredibly dangerous, and I might even fall and might not make it halfway through. My head might hurt and be bruised for a couple weeks because let me tell you, it was. I'm lucky to be alive and I didn't end up in the hospital for this sled run. I think about how important those little achievements are and how important those big achievements are. Not all of us are going to go to the Olympics. Many of us won't even know an Olympian ourselves. But there are daily things, monthly things, yearly things that we must achieve to help us be happy in life. When I'm talking about happy, we're talking about just that human level of that human fulfillment. Of course, that shouldn't be the end all be all. Ultimately, we talk about during our happy hour the importance of joy and how that's that supernatural happiness that no matter, even if maybe we feel sorrowful, even if things are difficult in life, even if we don't have what we need, that we're still content and happy and find solace in Christ and orienting ourselves toward Him. But those achievements along the way really do matter. And so I was even thinking about this, you know, living in the Midwest now, we have freezing weather. I'm a California girl. It's been really difficult. And I remember as it started to get really cold, I even just started to think, when it was, I don't know, like 20-something degrees, I think it was about 28, as it was really, the temperature was beginning to drop. Now it's normal to have stuff in the single and teen digits. I remember thinking, if I don't go outside today, and it was, you know, the high 20s, and go for a walk, I'm not going to go for a walk when it's somewhat decent enough outside until winter's over. It was this little achievement that if I don't get out now, if I don't do what is kind of difficult but will actually make me happy for having done it, I'm not going to do more. And so what all of this, I think, has to do with when we're talking about our Olympians, when we're talking about achieving things, is working to make acts of the will, that our will is moving to do things. This prepares us for the spiritual battle. It prepares us to achieve those fun things that are just seemingly difficult. I even think about St. Paul, who before his martyrdom, as he's getting ready to die, he says, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith. St. Paul's hoping that he's pushed hard enough, he's cooperated with the grace of God so that he can be with God in heaven. I hope that we have the zeal, the passion, the hard work ethic that St. Paul has to both strive for the kingdom of heaven, to make that greatest achievement, but also to strive in our daily lives with fidelity to God, but also in achieving those things, whether it be a 5K run, whether it be getting outside and exercising even when it's cold. The psalmist David in Psalm 20 verse 4 says, God wants us to have what we want. The context of that psalm talks about first how this has to do with if we are faithful to God, if we are worshiping Him correctly, God wants us to have what we want if we're remaining faithful to Him. We read that in that psalm, it says, may He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. God wants you to achieve. He wants you to participate, reach out, try, dream, and set goals and have fun in life. Achievement is so important, and it's not just for our Olympians. It's for us too.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Oh, so you yourself have left the Catholic Church?
Yes, I had left a while back ago, and it's only been about 2 years now that I've come back. Again, I'm learning, and I'm realizing actually in listening to your show how much I did not know about being a Catholic when I left it. And because of that, is why in listening to you, which has helped me tremendously, I have come back into going back to the Catholic Church.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Kale Clark here with Timory on Trending. So glad to be with you also. This is our Give from the Heart. Winter Pledge Drive here on Relevant Radio. And hey, we want to hear from you. You can call in right now, 877-291-0123 to make your tax-deductible donation. Every dollar this hour is doubled. We have a matching hour this hour only. Well, it'll be next hour too, but it's important to give now because it's important for you to support Timory. If you love what she's doing, if you love hearing about the topics that she covers, now is the time to show her some love. Give from the heart, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You want to hear from California especially. She just talked about how she's a California girl. Talked about a sledding in the California mountains and all kinds of stuff. That sounds like fun. She could have been an Olympian herself. I'll tell you this, Timory. If being a couch potato was an Olympic sport, I would be a multiple gold medalist by now.
Oh, if you could support us here, please do relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Kale, I don't believe that. Your mind cannot work that hard. I mean, I know you're walking around while you're studying. This encyclopedia, it's so important. You walk and study, right? While you read.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and having a dog, you know, I have to walk. I've got to do it. And that's my dog keeps me a little bit fit. But I need to get spiritually fit. And that's one of the things that Relevant Radio helps us to do, to keep in touch with our faith. There's so many great spiritual exercises that are good for us. One of them is confession. And if you donate online, we're also going to give you a free gift that will help you with that. Father James Kibicki, who of course is a very beloved priest, who's a great supporter of Relevant Radio himself, he's a constant companion. He's heard daily throughout his popular prayer reflections on Relevant Radio. He's got a recording that we want to give to you for free if you donate online at relevantradio.com or through the app. It's called The Joy of Confession. And this is a spiritual event that we all need to be champions at, and God can help us to do that. So why don't you call right now, 877-291-0123. And if you want this free gift of the talk, you've got to give online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, Timory.
We have about 13 minutes left in the hour. We asked 60 people to step up, one a minute, and we have hit about 30 people, so we need 30 more people this hour to step up. About 2 minutes. So please, if you can, give now, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, the easiest ways to give. And please, we're asking you to give whatever you are able, as big or as small as that might be. We are so grateful because you keep this program running and giving the Happy Hour, our most downloaded podcast, each week to other people. So please, the number's 1-877-291-0123, or even easier, relevantradio.com. See the gifts we have to give you as a thank you.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
It is so good to be with you during our weekly happy hour on Trending. We've been talking a little bit about the Olympics, and I am still just astonished following so many of the stories of our Olympians, whether they're injured along the way, someone's sick and has to pull out of the Olympics. What a terrible experience that would be. I was following some of the stories of some who have tested positive for COVID and had to pull out of their games. And man, it's so hard, but at the same time, look, they are Olympic athletes. Look at what they've achieved. Some of the things I admire about our Olympians, I am a total athlete at heart. I've danced my entire life since I was 3. I've Pilates trainer. You know, fitness is a huge part of my life. I've had the opportunity to work with athletes, professional baseball players, and helping to rehabilitate and work with them to overcome injuries. Exercise is such a fundamental part of my life, and I kept thinking about this. As I look at our Olympians, exercise is not just for the Olympians. We're talking about how achievement isn't just for Olympians, but exercise is the same thing. What I admire is the hard work that they don't give up, their athleticism, their agility, and also their beautiful bodies. And can we just admit for a moment that the Olympians, their bodies are so chiseled. It's a beautiful thing to admire. You know, we struggle as a culture with pornography, but at the same time, I think we're missing the big picture. I think we're missing the fact that there is such a gift of the human body, and the gift and the intricacy and the hard work that people put in to be healthy, to be able to achieve and compete at the level of the Olympians. I think that's really profound for us to admire and appreciate in a healthy way, especially when we struggle in the face of pornography. But let's bring this back, because that was a little bit of a side tangent, looking at this from the perspective of athleticism and agility. One of my hopes, and I hope this is a hope of yours as well, as a culture, I've seen this with so many of my clients teaching Pilates and working in the fitness world and the rehabilitation world, that so many people are frustrated because they don't feel agile. And they'll say, I'm too young to feel unable to, you know, jump up and chase a grandkid. I'm too young, you know, to feel unable to keep up with people of my same age. I shouldn't be getting up off of my chair at work and have back pain or knee pain. Those questions, those things that shouldn't be a part of our lives, well, a lot of that is remedied with exercise. Did you know that exercise helps you sleep better? Did you know that exercise actually helps you to have a higher pain tolerance? I've actually done a whole episode talking about the scientific benefits of exercising. Lucas, you'll have to post that. Let's post that in the podcast notes as well as on social media. Now you can follow me at Timmerie. That's T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. Because I want you to listen to that podcast. But let's talk a little bit about that. Because even just the chemical endorphins, when we exercise, our body releases endorphins. And if you've ever watched the movie with Reese Witherspoon, Legally Blonde, you know when Reese Witherspoon is defending her client, trying to claim that her client didn't kill her husband, she says, because her client is this like athletic, and she would be a social media YouTube guru athletic person today. Her client, she says, my client couldn't have killed this person because she's a fitness instructor. And she says, and exercise makes you happy. And happy people just don't kill their husbands. Why? Because exercise gives you endorphins. And endorphins hugely elevates your capacity to tolerate pain. This is a 10 out of 10 recommendation. You struggle with back pain, your knees hurt, your ankle joints hurt, your neck hurts, exercise. One, it will help to strengthen those muscles that are hurting, but two, it will help you to better endure and handle and cope with your physical pain. When I don't exercise, I become restless and can't sleep. What do I need? I need to exercise. There was a day a couple weeks ago where I think 3 or 4 days in a row I hadn't exercised. I was in bed and I was kind of twiddling my thumbs, and instead of talking my husband's head off and waking him up, I got out of bed, I stretched, I moved around for a minute, I got back into bed, I was able to sleep better. Why? Because our bodies are meant to move. They're meant to be active. And I think that this is a good reminder that Olympians are not the only people that need exercise. Olympians are not the only people whose bodies and agility can be admired. We want to have that agility to be able to keep up with kids, to keep up with grandkids, to move around, to not feel like every time you stand up or walk to your car that you're aching and hurting. This is the importance of exercise. It releases so many chemicals, and again, we're listing that podcast so that you can listen to some of the scientific benefits of exercise. It makes you happy, it makes you healthy, it helps with your mental health. So I hope that as you watch the Olympics, you'll be inspired to put into your schedule how to exercise better, more, finding the right fitness style for you. It's been a great happy hour. Join me tomorrow. We're going to talk more about the Olympics and what we are facing today as a culture.
Hey, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio, coming to you with Timmerie alongside her. During these last few minutes of trending, it's a great time to support her. Every gift you give over the next 4 to 5 minutes will be doubled in scope. It's a great way to 2x your impact by calling 1-877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. or the Relevant Radio app. And a lot of people want to say, well, why should I give online? Well, a few different reasons. It's faster than calling, it's super easy, and it's very, very secure. So don't worry about that. It's all encrypted, and it guarantees that you can make your donation even if all of our phone lines right now are busy. We only have a limited number of volunteers available to take calls at any hour, but there's no limit to getting online, and you can do it right now. And once again, no matter how big your gift is, no matter how small, it will be doubled. It will be doubled during this partnership challenge hour, Timory.
You have 4 minutes to give, and whatever you give is doubled since it is a partnership hour. Other people have said if someone gives $5, I'll give $5 to you. If someone gives $5,000, that will be doubled. I will give $5,000 to you, but you have to give. We have about 4 minutes, and we need 20 people to donate now. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Quick, get your donation in to show your support for our weekly happy hour for us here at Relevant Radio. It's so important that you give. RelevantRadio.com, and we have gifts to give back to you as a great thank you. Okay, two more people just stepped up. We need 18 fantastic. People. We have about 3.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, we want to get to that one person per minute level, 60 people every hour this week on Trending with Timory, certainly for tonight. Maybe we'll raise it. You know, if everyone responds, we'll raise that number a little bit. That'd be a great challenge as well. Raise the bar. Talking about the Olympics, sports, raising the bar. We've got to do that here. So give right now, relevantradio.com, also through the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. And Timory, I was marveling at your story. I didn't realize that you'd worked with professional baseball players. My sister is a massage therapist, and she doesn't know anything about sports. She doesn't watch sports, but I'm a big fan, obviously. And one day she told me she was working with a professional player for the New York Yankees. And I said, who is it? And she said, I think his name is Jeter. You mean Derek Jeter, the Hall of Famer? Wow, that's incredible. Amazing. She didn't even know who he was. But I'll tell you what, if you want to be a Hall of Famer in the spiritual life, you've got to make use of confession. So anybody who gives online right now is going to get a free MP3 talk from Father James Kabicki called The Joy of Confession. Everybody with Relevant Radio loves Father James. He's on this program. He's on every program throughout Relevant Radio's day. We have lots of little spots, prayer spots that he gives, and you're going to really love this talk that he gives, The Joy of Confession. You'll get that sent to you directly when you give online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. Give from the heart right now.
We've had people step up $6,000 so far this hour. Perhaps you can double that. Maybe you can give $6,000, and maybe you can give $100. We have gifts to give as a thank you. The Marian calendar, it's a flip calendar, one of those that has inspiring things to say, and it's not a cheesy one. It is packed with the saints who have incredible things to say about Our Lady so that she can be with you on the journey of your day. I cannot wait to get mine. I hope you will donate to relevantradio.com is the easiest way to give, to see that calendar and the other gifts, even beautiful crucifix, so many things. So please, relevantradio.com to see the gifts we have to give and to donate now.
Yeah, and one thing I'll say about that, Timory, is that this perpetual Marian calendar is only available today. It's only available right now. So yes, if you come in at the at least $20 a month level of giving, we will send you this calendar. It's called My Spirit Rejoices Through the Year with Mary by Agnes Kovacs. And it's got lots of scriptural encouragement, reflections from the saints focused on Our Lady. We're really making this kind of a Marian year here at Relevant Radio with miracles, mysteries, and Mary. It's our year-long program. This fits right in. So again, every dollar that you give right now will be matched 100%. Won't you support Timory? Won't you support the work of Relevant Radio right now? Give from the heart. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
Thank you for supporting us here on Trending and at Relevant Radio. Again, give online, relevantradio.com, the easiest way to give. Thank you again for supporting us, and please give anytime this week. We need you to step out now. That's 60 people this hour. Thank you.